The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons. This is Sex Out Loud. And now here's your host, Tristan Taramino.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Today's guest and topic came to me in a rather circuitous way. Raymond, who you all know is my associate producer and who's been working on the show since the very beginning, sent me a message and said, "Hey, have you seen this documentary called Tickled on HBO? You really should watch it." And I went and watched it. And FYI, it's totally wild and out there and has absolutely actually nothing to do with tickling. It's more like Making a Murderer, but with a slightly different angle. That's the only way I can describe it. It's just a really strange thing. But sort of buried deep in this documentary about what I can only describe as kind of a sociopath with a ton of money is Richard Ivey, who is interviewed in the documentary about tickling fetishes. And immediately I was like, okay, let's put this other weird stuff on hold. I haven't talked about tickling or tickling fetishes on my show yet. I should really have this guy on. He seems knowledgeable and smart and friendly, and I don't even know what he's doing in this documentary. So that's a really long introduction to tell you that Richard Ivey is a photographer and a filmmaker in Orlando, Florida. He is the founder of the popular adult website MyFriendsFeet.com, which is a site dedicated to male feet, tickling, and sock fetishes. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Richard.
Thank you, Tristan. It's great to be here.
Maybe if we have some time, we'll talk about your thoughts on the HBO documentary, but I'm more interested in talking about tickling and tickling fetishes. Because I think, you know, we have talked about all elements of sexuality on this show, but this has never come up and I've never been able to find someone like an expert on it. So first, let's do a real 101 for listeners. Okay. Like, why are people into tickling? Why is it fun? And why is it pleasurable? Why is it erotic?
Well, I can, you know, like most fetishes, I am not an expert. I only know what I know to be true and what I've talked to other people about. So I think for me and some other people that I know, there's people that like to be tickled, and then there's people that like to tickle other people, and I actually like to tickle others. I just think it's a fun, safe sort of control sort of play. You know, it's obviously consensual. It incorporates bondage, which I like. It doesn't have to, but the kind of tickling I like and the kind of tickling I have on my site has bondage in it. It's just I kind of grew up as a 98-pound weakling and stuff, and which is where my fetish kind of started around my preteen days. And I guess the thought of having, you know, like a muscular guy or a jock or something like that, just kind of laughing out of control, where I knew I wasn't hurting him, but I was still had control over him. I just found that really hot. And I think it comes down to, you know, the passing along of control from one person to the other. I know people that like to be tickled, like to give up that control and to feel, you know, like they're not thinking about anything else except for the sensations. And then for me, I just like to be able to have a little control over other people at that, for that time.
Yeah, so there's definitely a power dynamic here. Like,
definitely.
Immediately I could see the dominant submissive power exchange, because like you said, there's control, there's loss of control, there's kind of a sense of surrender to the person who's doing the tickling.
The people being tickled are kind of under the control of their body too, because it's a reflex, and that they can't control that either. So not only do they wish their body would pay attention to them when they want, you know, the feelings to stop, because some people just aren't ticklish, you know, but also, you know, the person tickling as well. So it's kind of it gets a little complex in there, I think.
Well, and also when I think about being tickled, it feels a little torturous for me. Like, I would put tickling under a kind of torture for me personally, because I feel really out of control.
Right. That's what I like to show in the videos I make for the website, is that kind of tickle torture kind of aspect of it.
And mostly these are guys tickling other guys, yes?
Yes. I have, I flirted a little bit with a Clips for Sale store where I was having girls tickle the guys, but my friend's feet, where I have all these videos up, has been around since the year 2000. And I've only had guys tickling guys on that site.
So that's another really interesting thing about this, because I feel like there's, you know, there's like a huge sort of gay porn world, and there's a lot of kind of hardcore porn out there. And this is homoerotic, but it's not sexual.
Right. You know, some of the videos on the site, it does go into the realm of sexuality, but for the most part, what people really want to see, no matter what, is just, you know, a hot guy who's ticklish. And, you know, some of the most popular videos I have are guys that are wearing like a interview outfit, like a shirt and tie and long pants and dress shoes, and, you know, them getting tickled without even having any clothes off except their socks. You know, that's really popular, as long as they're ticklish. In some of the other videos, you know, it is an adult site, so I do have some where the guys get jacked off or they're tickled naked, but that's pretty much the extent of it. There's no sex per se on there.
Which is so strangely wholesome in this era of kind of being able to find any kind of hardcore porn that you want on the internet.
Right.
But also these guys are really hot. Let's talk about that too.
Yeah.
Which is that sometimes they do take their shirts off and they're really hot guys being tickled. So I love that connection you made at the beginning about jocks, like some of your fantasy involving, like a jock or someone who might bully someone else being sort of tied down.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And my site is, proudly amateur. So a lot of times I don't have like big setups and sets and scenes and stuff like that. Sometimes it's just like a guy and I say, okay, I'm going to tickle you now and tickle them. And then other times I have a little bit of role play going on, and those role play scenarios are usually, you know, like, you know, a jock who's bullied somebody else, like you said, or a salesman who's sold somebody a dud of a car, or a boss, a mean boss, or that sort of thing. So it you know, it's kind of the person being shown a lesson somehow. And then sometimes I do like like recently I had a couple on, and one tickled the other, and then we switch off, and so it's kind of like a revenge sort of thing. And people always like that as well. But it's, you know, it's really meant to be not only, you know, homoerotic and, you know, it's people get off to it. But what I tell people when I'm prepping them before I start filming is like, just be yourself. You know, we've got a role play going on, you know, just follow our lead, the tickler's lead, but just have fun, because I think some people that don't like tickling, aren't into it or anything, could look at these videos, like you said, and think, I don't really understand the erotic part, but it's really funny as hell. So we just really have, with these videos, we really just try to have fun.
And how do you find your amateurs and your models for the site? Because I assume using a line about tickling, like in a gay bar, might not get you very far.
Yeah, I think that's, no. I have the luxury, I guess, since I've been around for a while, that I have a network of people and models that I've already had that give me, you know, quite a few referrals. Like if someone is traveling to Orlando for you know, somebody that's a model or somebody that dances and, you know, clubs, a go-go dancer or something, you know, a lot of times I'll just get a call out of the blue saying, hey, I'm going to be in Orlando. I heard you do filming and, you know, are you interested in hiring me? Every once in a while, I will hire, you know, some people, some porn actors, which is really fun because they're usually up for anything. And then a lot of times it's just, you know, friends of friends. A guy comes in, he does it. He was like, wow, that was easy. And I just always ask for referrals. So.
And have you had people contact you who are actual tickle fetishists who are like, this is my jam, man. And if I can get paid for it, even better.
I have had some people that have come in and after they got tickled, they were like, that, like, I didn't know they were into tickling until I did the scene. And then they were like, I don't tend to have, I have some, I'm trying to think back, but for the most part, you know, it's people that are pretty, you know, pretty fresh with it, that aren't, you know, aren't really into the tickling. They're just, you know, they're looking to make some money doing a scene and they're, you know, cool and open to things. And that's actually the kind of guys that I like the best, is the best guys, I think, for my scenes are always like the straight guys that do gay for pay stuff or do, you know, they dance in a club or, you know, they dance at a gay club or something like that, because they're usually super cool, super hot, and they're just like up for anything. You know, as long as they're not, you know, as long as it's not going into a hardcore realm for them, you know, they're usually like, man, that was easy.
Yeah. Okay, I have so many thoughts. I mean, my mind is going in a million different directions, quite literally, but we have to take our first commercial break.
Okay.
So everyone, stay where you are. We have just scratched the surface of this, really. I've got so many more questions. Listen to our sponsors, listen to our commercials, and we will come back with Richard Ivey in just a few minutes.
Enjoy luxurious sex toy shopping from the comfort of home with the newly launched PleasureChest.com. This redesigned site brings the Pleasure Chest experience directly to you, with specially curated pages for every fantasy and fetish, along with top toy picks from your favorite sex educators, myself included. Check out upcoming workshops and events, as well as their signature Pleasure Ed content, because sex never goes out of style. Don't forget to use the coupon code Tristan at checkout for a free gift with every purchase. Are you LGBTQIA, genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the open list features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Hey everyone, the Pleasure Chest wants to help you have the best sex of your life. Visit their boutiques in New York, LA, and Chicago, and enjoy their free weekly workshops offered in their Pleasure Ed program. Experience sex ed in a fun, non-judgmental, and supportive environment. Whether you're improving your oral sex skills or learning the proper way to wield a whip, the Pleasure Ed program has classes for all experience levels, orientations, and interests. Not only will you learn new skills to take home, but every workshop attendee enjoys 15% off their purchase that night. Go to PleasureChest.com for the class schedules, and you can also use coupon code Tristan when you shop online for a free gift with your purchase. Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We are talking today with Richard Ivey, the brains and the brawn behind popular adult website MyFriendsFeet.com. And before the break, we were diving into the world of tickling fetishes and erotic tickling. So I love this straight guy angle that you brought up, because I also wondered if one niche in this could be gay men tickling straight men, and the sort of titillation of where that could lead to or what that could lead to, since that's like a popular fantasy in porn too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, I think when I hear members and people on Twitter and stuff like that write into me and ask, it typically has like a straight element to it, you know, like a straight fantasy. Who would you like to tickle? Who would you like to have bound up? And I know that's maybe not the most, you know, PC way to go with, you know, with this sort of thing, but you know, it's a control fantasy, and a lot of times, you know, my mind goes to the scenario of paying somebody back that's been bad to you, you know. So I just think when a guy comes in and, you know, he's been completely prepped on what the deal is, what the scene's going to be like, you know, we've established he's ticklish and stuff like that, and he goes through the whole scene and he's laughing, and it's, I give people breaks and stuff like that, so it's not, even though it might be edited altogether, it might look torturous, but it's not as bad as it appears on there. And they come out of there, and a lot of times they'll be like, man, that was really, really a lot of fun. And then they want to come back and do it again, and then do some of the other foot fetish stuff too. You know, knowing that these are not guys I'm not trying to hit on them or anything else, but it's just really hot to have them go, wow, that was really, really a fun scene. It might not have been erotic for them, but they still had a good time.
This begs the question, which as you were talking in the last segment, I immediately thought of, about a year ago, I had on the show, professor and author Jane Ward, who wrote a really fascinating book called Not Gay, Sex Between Straight White Men. Mm-hmm. And she's a sociologist, and she basically tracked all these ways in which straight men will set up opportunities to have sex and erotic contact with other straight men while still claiming to be straight. Mm-hmm. It's a fascinating book. But what this made me think of is this idea that there are so few spaces for men to touch each other, for men to be affectionate with each other without necessarily it being sexual. I feel like in our culture, women are afforded the space to hold hands, cuddle, and touch each other's bodies in a way that people don't necessarily say, oh my God, you must be a lesbian, you just touched your best friend's boob, right?
Right.
But there's a double standard, and men can't necessarily do that with other men without extreme homophobia sort of coming to mind. So there's so very few spaces where a straight man and a gay man could interact on a physical touch level without sex. I mean, where else can you do that?
Right. That's a really good point. And especially when the straight guy comes back and goes, wow, I really, like I said, wasn't anything sexual. They were like, wow, I really enjoyed that. And especially when it's something that they didn't expect to enjoy. You know, it's not something they're trying to pursue. They're right. Like, wow, I would totally come back and do that again. And that kind of goes into, you know, another aspect of my site. You know, it's three basic aspects. It's bare feet, socks, and the tickling. So it's those three things at my friend's feet. And, you know, the foot worship is a similar thing where, you know, some of the scenes are sexual where the guys will shoot a load and stuff like that. But for the most part, you know, a guy sucking the toes and sniffing the socks of another guy, that's another, you know, just a prime example of that too. You know, there's so many guys that are like super masculine, and you wouldn't think that would let someone do that, you know, suck their toes or whatever. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they come out and they're like, oh, that was easy. You know, when I started the site, I thought that anybody that would agree, you know, this was a long time ago, this was 17 years ago, anyone that would agree to be on a gay themed website, I thought, wow, they must be gay. You know, that's where my thinking was. And then, you know, obviously that's a very narrow-minded way to think. But, you know, just working with the site, it just shows me all the different gray areas in sexuality, like where, you know, and sexuality doesn't necessarily have to be that one person is necessarily getting off on what the other person is getting off on. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of having a website in general is really about, you know, voyeurism, because people are watching it while they're, you know, jerking off too. So, you know, it lets the scenes be a lot more open than just being, you know, two guys fucking.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what seems so radical about it. That's what I mean. It's like, I think people think tickling and they think, oh, cute and quaint, but as a radical space for men, regardless of sexual orientation or gender presentation, to touch each other, I just love that idea. And also I think when we think of foot fetishes, which certainly many more people have heard about foot fetishes than they have tickling fetishes, I think people think of that as straight. They think of women's feet and women's shoes immediately. They think of the sort of dominatrix and her high heel.
Right.
I haven't heard a lot of talk about the erotics of men's feet. And that's a big part of the site, too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. As a matter of fact, it was started, you know, I kind of added the tickling on after doing just the foot fetish stuff because there was such a big call for it. And I think when people talk about like a guy into other guys' feet, for me, what I've seen in the media and stuff like that is always like a really creepy guy who's into it. And whereas, you know, one reason that I agreed to do the documentary Tickled and, you know, your podcast and you know, anybody else that calls up and wants to talk positively about this is just to let people know that there's so much stuff out there, you know, and just let people be positive with what they like, you know. So I cannot necessarily say that I'm not a creepy person or whatever. I don't know what other people think of me, but I think I'm a pretty normal person overall.
No, yeah, you don't come off as creepy, at least in that film, you don't.
you come off as very, very ordinary.
Just an ordinary guy who's like, this is my thing.
Yeah, and that's what I, you know, and it was a big, you know, a moment where I was like, am I really going to be comfortable going on camera and, you know, letting everyone know exactly what I'm about. And so it was really a turning point. Like, you know, I could continue to be kind of in the in the shadows, and you know, the shadows, but you know, not open about it. Or I can just be like, you know, what the fuck? I don't care what anyone thinks. I'm trying to set up a relatively good example here. And that's what I'm trying to do, both with the site and by being in the documentary. And that's why I called the site My Friend's Feet. You know, I wanted it to sound really friendly and not like Foot Dungeon or, you know, anything like scary sounding.
Yeah, I was thinking immediately Foot Gangbang. I don't know if you own that URL, but you probably should get it right after this. It was interesting that you said the thing about the shadows, because this begs another question, which is like, is there an underground gay foot fetish / tickling fetish scene? And that's going to be my next question, but we've got to take another break already. So don't go anywhere. Listen to our incredible sponsors who support this show and make it possible. And we will be back with Richard Ivey in a moment.
Enjoy luxurious sex toy shopping from the comfort of home with the newly launched PleasureChest.com. This redesigned site brings the Pleasure Chest experience directly to you, with specially curated pages for every fantasy and fetish, along with top toy picks from your favorite sex educators, myself included. Check out upcoming workshops and events, as well as their signature pleasure ed content, because sex never goes out of style. Don't forget to use the coupon code Tristan at checkout for a free gift with every purchase. Are you LGBTQIA, genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the Open List features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Pleasure Chest has a really unique event happening in all three cities, New York, LA, and Chicago. April 16th from 10 a.m. to noon is their annual Easter hunt at the stores. You go to the stores and find hidden peeps throughout, and you can win fabulous prizes and discounts all day long. There'll be refreshments and light snacks, and it's a fun way to celebrate Easter and sex toys at the same time. Plus, I want to tell you what's coming up in terms of their free classes. Remember, all their classes are free, and they're all from 8 to 10 p.m. In Chicago, April 19th, Prostate Pleasure with Tanya. In L.A., April 19th, Spank Someone Happy with Coco and Michelle. And in New York City, April 19th, Blowjobs 201 with Nico. And don't forget, the Pleasure Chest has just relaunched its website. We are going to tweet out the link. And I have my very own custom page on there where I've picked my favorite toys and told you what I love about them. And you should definitely check that out. So we've been talking today about tickling fetishes and also foot fetishes. And my teaser before the break is the question we're going to tackle now, which is there an underground gay male tickling and foot fetish world?
I don't know about an underground. I mean, there's a lot of people that aren't, you know, that don't want to scream out about their fetish, which is probably, you know, a normal thing. But there are foot fetish parties, gay foot fetish parties that happen in New York. There is Tickle Fest, which happens every year, where people, guys that like to tickle other guys, gather, at, you know, for a weekend. So there is stuff like that that's real, you know, really positive and community oriented. So it's not necessarily, you know, shadowy, but it's definitely out there.
And so do you consider yourself part of the leather community, the kink community, BDSM? Are you on FetLife? Like, where do you fall in the kink spectrum?
I think I'm a little bit unusual in general, just because I run the site. I don't think of tickling, I don't think of it as falling into the leather, BDSM, you know, the BDSM, you know, mainstream or whatever. But, and I'm not as much a part of the scene because, you know, I've been married for 12 years to a great guy who has no problem with me doing the site. And I kind of get my tickling and foot fetish stuff from doing scenes for the site.
Right.
So that's why I think I'm a little bit different, because I'm not like out in the tickling and foot community, you know, looking to get with people or stuff like that. I'm very comfortable in my relationship, and just the way that my sexuality is, I'm able to really explore that part of my sexuality by doing the scenes themselves. So I'm probably not the best person to ask about that.
But would you say that some tickle fetishists and some foot fetishists do consider themselves part of BDSM?
I would, absolutely. Yeah, there's people that like shoes and boots and socks and really smelly, you know, smelly stuff. And that I think would fall within the, you know, kind of the leather aspect of it. And then there's, you know, definitely a BDSM angle that could be attached to tickling, you know, like a real severe bondage and stuff like that.
Right, because as you said, tickling for you often involves bondage. Does it always involve bondage?
You know, you just don't want people to get up and run away.
Okay.
So the bondage is very handy. It generally does. You know, that's in my fetish and my fantasy scenarios have always had some sort of restraint, you know, and that's part of the fetish is, you know, the person can't get away easily. There's a lot of people that do like kind of freestyle tickling, where it's kind of tickle wrestling and stuff like that, you know, where the other person has a lot of movement and, you know, it's, you know, like rolling around and that, but that is not what really happens on my site, and that's not really what I'm into, but a lot of people are into that as well.
So, okay, so there's always a bondage component on most of the stuff on your site.
Yes. Not with the foot stuff as much, even though I do have, I was editing a video today where it's a guy that's been captured, and then he's getting his socks sniffed and his feet worshipped, or, you know, his toes sucked and stuff like that, kind of while he's tied up against his will. So that, I think that's another aspect of the worship scenarios. So there can be definitely a bondage component to it, but not all the time.
And I read somewhere, or maybe you said it in the documentary, that you, when you first got into this, you found other like-minded people on AOL, of all places.
It was the heyday of AOL. Absolutely.
Wow.
I remember I got a computer through work. That was really the first laptop I'd ever had. And I went on AOL. It was the first time I'd ever been on AOL, and I think the first search I ever did was like male tickling photos, you know. And that's how, you know, that's how I really learned that there's other people out there like me.
And that must have felt good at some point, like to know that, to know, like to not experience shame over your particular turn on.
Right. It was a really big deal. It was a really, really big deal.
And when you put in the 90s male tickling videos, stuff came up?
Back then there was very little video, and the video that would come up would be about the size of a postage stamp.
Right.
So this, I put in like male tickling photos or male tickling pictures, because that was the most I could hope for back then. Who knew video would even be on the internet?
Right, right. And now with this sort of explosion of the internet and really everything is just sort of like clicks away.
Right.
Do you feel like that has brought more people out about being into this? Like, how popular is your site?
It's pretty popular, you know. I don't know what my rankings are, things like that, but I do know that I've been around for 17 years and it continues to grow, which is pretty awesome. And I think that, you know, the internet has definitely let people be in touch with their deepest, you know, wishes, both good and bad. But I think that letting people know that there's other people in there, you know, that like the same thing they do is only a positive thing.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I totally agree. And I think that's one of the great services that the internet provides us, is that every time someone thinks, oh my God, this is my turn on and it's so weird and I'm all alone and there can't be anyone possibly into this.
Right.
It's like you're one Google search away from a group in your like local town.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think it's important to not only know that there's other people that are into what you're into, but have positive places to go about it.
Mm.
You know, I think I'm not even gonna pick a fetish or whatever, but I think there's some websites or some communities that, you know, try to make it sound really forbidden, mm-hmm. and that's not what I'm trying to do here. You know, I'm trying to make people know that it's really, you know, like you said earlier, it's almost quaint. You know, that oh, it's guys tickling guys. It's not, you know, full sex and stuff like that.
Well, I think certainly plenty of pornographers trade on that idea of the taboo, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's what drives people. It's what turns people on. And it's part of what sort of fuels people's fantasies, right? So they frame it in that way to sort of titillate and kind of draw you in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that there could be like a kind of a dark side to tickling, because it produces ultimately like laughter and joy.
Well, that the documentary definitely shows the dark side of tickling, you know.
Yes. I mean, I'm curious to hear what you think, because after I watched it, I'm still a little bit speechless about the whole thing. Like, I can't even make sense of it. And, you know, because it starts in this one way, which is just this reporter is looking into a story about tickling fetishes, and he's from New Zealand, and he hears that there's this thing called competitive tickling, and he finds these websites and these videos, and he's like, I wonder what's behind all this. And then as he digs deeper, it gets sort of darker and darker and darker, but not in a sexy way.
Right.
And at the heart of this is someone I consider is practicing non-consensual sadism on other people.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, really. And it gets really... So I was interested to know, like, after it was all said and done, and then you watched the documentary, were you like, oh, fuck, this makes tickling fetishists look like psychopaths?
I've gotten that... I don't have that reaction to it, but I've had other people that have written me and commented on Twitter and stuff like that, that wow, it really makes tickling look bad.
Mm.
And I can see why people would have that view, but from my perspective, I wanted to be involved in some way, because if they hadn't shown somebody that's, you know, that's into tickling in a normal sort of way and isn't harassing people and stuff like that, then yeah, it would have really made people look, you know, people that are into tickling look like the absolute worst people. So I really commend David and Dylan, the directors of the film, for, you know, seeking out a different, you know, voice other than just completely following this narrative all the way down to the bitter end, because they didn't have to do that.
Right. You know? Right.
And it could have been really, it might have even been a much more disturbing and streamlined documentary if they hadn't have interviewed me. So I'm really glad they did, because it could have been really, 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 really icky story if they hadn't have put some sort of levity in there.
Yeah. Okay. So I want to talk more about this, but we've got to take another break. Everyone, there's more commercials, but they keep the lights on around here. Stay with us, more with Richard Ivey and tickling and feet when we return.
Enjoy luxurious sex toy shopping from the comfort of home with the newly launched PleasureChest.com. This redesigned site brings the Pleasure Chest experience directly to you, with specially curated pages for every fantasy and fetish, along with top toy picks from your favorite sex educators, myself included. Check out upcoming workshops and events, as well as their signature Pleasure Ed content, because sex never goes out of style. Don't forget to use the coupon code Tristan at checkout for a free gift with every purchase. Are you LGBTQIA, genderqueer or gender variant, a sex worker, an activist, a polyamorous person? Well, the Open List features therapists, sexuality and relationship coaches, traditional and alternative healthcare providers, mediators, lawyers, and more who are poly-aware, kink competent, sex positive, queer affirming, and anti-oppression. They work with clients with alternative sexualities and relationship structures, including open relationships, polyamory, ethical non-monogamy, swinging, BDSM, and kink. They serve the unique needs of folks who think and live outside the box. To search for a professional in your area, go to the open list at openingup.net. If you're a professional who'd like to be listed, use the coupon code OPENTRIAL for a free 1-year trial. B-Vibe is a premium collection of anal sex toys. Their products feature different sizes to accommodate users of all shapes, sizes, and experience levels. B-Vibe's high-end designs are couples-friendly, body-safe, and offer innovation aimed to create an exceptional user experience. You know I've got really high standards when it comes to anal toys, and I am in love with these. Plus, they stand behind each item with an easy-to-understand, hassle-free warranty. Dubbed as the Apple of anal, learn how B-Vibe and its premium anal plugs are engaging couples to discover the amazing pleasures of anal play. Visit bvibe.com and use coupon code Tristan to receive 20% off your purchase.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan@puckerup.com. That's Tristan@puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud, everyone. Hey, I've got a lot of events coming up that I want to tell you about. First of all, it's right around the corner, April 20th to the 23rd in San Jose, International Ms. Leather and International Ms. Boot Black 2017. I'm going to be emceeing several of the festivities and otherwise playing my brains out, so I hope to see some of you there. A new event I just added, April 29th, in LA in the afternoon, Rye Poly Talks featuring Janet Hardy and me. Polytalks and Rye relationships are put on by this guy named Rye, and they're this open forum with lots of Q&A talking about every possible element of non-monogamy and non-traditional relationships. And you get to see on the same stage the author of Ethical Slut, Janet Hardy, and the author of Opening Up, me, which is unprecedented. It's going to be at Stockroom Hall in LA, and I've got a link on my website to buy tickets in advance on Eventbrite, and I think it's going to be fantastic, so I definitely want to see you there. And then May 25th, 2017, Astraea Foundation is hosting its fourth annual Fueling the Frontline Awards. I am on the host committee for this awards gala, which basically honors artists and activists who are leading the movements for LGBTQI gender, racial, and economic justice. Tickets are limited, and you want to get yours soon. So there's also a link to that on my website. We're coming back to talk with Richard Ivey. We've been talking about tickling, and we started to get into this documentary, Tickled. So I thought it was interesting what you said, like if you hadn't have been featured on the documentary, really we'd have only this one person who runs a network of sites around tickling fetishes, but he's doing it through fraud, intimidation, blackmail. There's a lot of like non-consensual stuff. Like he's videotaped people and said it was for one thing, but then put it up on the internet for another thing. And is really litigious and sues people and harasses them. I mean, it's like your worst nightmare of, you know, Law and Order SVU portraying the kind of kinky person and as so psychotic or something. So I'm not surprised that like people said to you, oh my God, this makes tickling people look so bad. But I feel like in the end, the takeaway message really is there's this one really bad person and they're using these tickling videos as a kind of way to play out their own personality disorder and psychosis, but it kind of has nothing to do with tickling.
Right. It could be. It could have been any sort of embarrassing, you know, video or underground thing, and you know, it's kind of this person is like everything your mother warned you about the internet. It's like It's going to be everywhere. They're going to, you know, you're not going to be able to get away from it. And yes, that's what happens with this one person. But for the most part, and, you know, all the people that I know that are in the sex industry and, you know, that make videos and sites, both amateur and professional, they're really, really ethical people. So, you know, this could have been about, you know, balloon popping videos. This could have been about, you know, clown sex, anything that you wouldn't really want to get out there. So, and it's really a shows how people that do this sort of thing for a living, like I do, and lots of other people that do clips for sale and other kind of, you know, site videos and stuff like that. You just have to really let people know, and now more so that stories like this are getting out, you have to really let people know where it's going to go, what they can expect from a scene, what they're going to get into, you know, to really make people as comfortable as possible before they go into filming with someone. And, you know, if you're, you know, because a lot of times it'll be like a straight guy and they've done photos before and they'll do, you know, they don't want to be necessarily in the adult world. They don't want to do anything that's nude, but they're willing to do tickling or they're willing to do foot worship or stuff like that. You know, it's just important to let people know where it's all going. And a lot of times people will come to me and they want to do a scene, but they'll say, now people aren't going to see this, are they? Or, you know, this is only going to be on your site, right? And I have to say, you know, if you're really worried that this is going to show up somewhere, then don't do it, you know, because there's, you know, anybody can copy anything and post it anywhere. So just be really comfortable with what you're doing before you do it on the internet.
Yeah. I think another interesting thing about this documentary is it's a sort of a journey into one person's own self-hatred.
Yeah.
So in other words, he uses the fact, so he's into watching men tickle each other. He's into this sort of homoerotic imagery. And what he does is he preys on people who, many of whom are straight or they're trying to become professional athletes or whoever. And he sort of, he preys on them in two ways. One is entirely rooted in homophobia. The idea that he will then, and he threatens this in emails, he threatens to out them for being in a gay video, right? When he himself is probably gay, right? Or the there's gay desire there, no matter what.
And he would not, and one of his things is he would not admit that.
Right.
A completely homophobic individual.
Yeah, so he's totally internalized the homophobia, and then he uses it against people saying, not only am I going to out you, but I'm going to out you as being in a gay video, and that's so horrible.
Yeah.
The thing is, you know, the thing I want to say to him is, you know, it's not, it's actually not that horrible anymore to be gay. So you've really gone off the deep end on that. And then the second piece of it is I'm going to humiliate you for being in a video about this fetish, which is entirely sort of kink phobic and fetish phobic, that he almost can't see. He can't accept it in himself, this deep, deep fetish he has. And so he's playing it out with all of these other people. And it's just, it's all based on sort of fear and damage and hatred of himself.
Yeah, and, the, and other people that are involved in the filming and stuff like that, you know, they swear that this is not homoerotic.
Ugh.
You know, this is, you know, the guys are in these videos that are filmed are all clothed, and it's, you know, guys on, one guy is tied up down, you know, on his back, and the other guy's like sit on.
Straddling him.
tickling them, wearing like a GoPro on their head so they get a good look at it. And like, they swear that it's not a fetish. They not even say it's not homophobic or homoerotic, but it's not even a fetish video. It's competitive tickling. So.
Yeah, it's just sort of a smokescreen. I mean, it's like ultimately there's an ounce of sympathy there for that I had in the end for this guy, because I was like, you've gone to such great lengths. And if you could just look in the mirror and say, hey, this is my thing that gets me off, you could go on FetLife, find some guys who are totally into this, and just sort of go on with your life rather than creating this entire web of deception and horror. If you just love this part of yourself, you wouldn't do it in this way.
Right. And I understand where I really do have some compassion for him, because I understand, you know, I went through a period where I thought that this was the weirdest thing that anyone could ever be into. And that if I told people that they would never talk to me again and think I was a freak. And, you know, I'm here to tell whoever's listening and thinking that what they're into is the freakiest thing ever and no one could ever, you know, get past it, that that's not the truth. You know, most people would go like, oh, cool. Oh, what do you want to go have eat? You know, what do you want to go eat? You know?
Yeah. No, it's true. If we could all come to that better place of self-acceptance and we could like lift this veil, because I don't even know what is weird anymore. Everything is weird. Weird is a good word. Like, let's reclaim weird. You know, I feel like what makes people tick sexually is so incredibly diverse. And every time I meet someone new, there's like some new piece of information where I'm like, oh, that turns you on. You know, I just went to Dan Savage's Hump Film Festival, which is this festival of indie porn films. You can only see them on screen. They're not distributed. And there was a cartoon, an animation about a woman having sex with an octopus. And this is like, this is already a sort of a subgenre, and tentacle porn is big. And anyway, because the octopus can like penetrate you in multiple ways. And it's like, I was just like, oh, right. Yeah, the octopus fetish. I mean, it didn't even occur to me to go, oh, my God, is someone really harrowing? Like, are they really stressing about it somewhere that this is what turns them on or this is what gets them off or this is the kind of thing they like to watch? Because, look, it's right here on the screen. And it's right. I get it. It looks cool. What do you mean?
Yeah. You know, what's funny is there's a subgenre of tickling, which is a tentacle tickling.
I did not know that.
Yeah, it makes total sense, right?
Yes, now that you say it, it does, because then you could be tickled like with twice as many hands or right. I guess, limbs. Would you say, I don't even know. What are octopus, I guess tentacles. Okay.
Appendages.
Sure. appendages, very good. Well, thank you so much for being on the show, Richard. I'm so glad that I stumbled upon you in this way and we could have this conversation.
I'm so happy you asked me. It's been a great time.
Richard Ivey is a photographer and filmmaker in Orlando, Florida. He's the founder of the website MyFriendsFeet.com, a site dedicated to male feet tickling and sock fetishes. And you can follow him on Twitter at MyFriendsFeet. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible, executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and Aaron on the board today, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday, 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of the show. Until then, take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety.